For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. I recently had a conversation with Sunshine Kesey, daughter of renowned author and original Mary prankster Ken Kesey. We met in front of a huge mural of her father in downtown Springfield. The two-story painting depicts a larger-than-life Kesey leaning on his bookcase, pencil in hand. Sunshine shared memories of her dad, his time as a wrestler at Springfield High School, and the amazing life of Oregon's native son, Ken Kesey.
Chuck and Ken were the children of Fred and Geneva Kesey, and they came and settled out here. And so Ken, he married his high school sweetheart, Faye. They met at the Springfield High School, and she's just a beautiful young woman. I can imagine that everyone was smitten. So he was top dog and got the prettiest girl in the school. And they did marry and had three children, and I came later. And it was a product of the, you know, the wonderful no rules, all love, good time 60s. And luckily, my mom and Faye were good friends, and it wasn't a big deal for the family to include me.
And your mom is?
Mountain Girl and Carolyn Garcia are her two
monikers,
yes. So Mountain Girl is her prankster name from times past, and but Carolyn Garcia, she went on to marry Jerry Garcia. And so I was kind of a split kid between Oregon and California.
Can you tell me a little about your dad's wrestling start in Springfield and his career? What it meant to him?
He excelled at Springfield High School and went on to go to the University of Oregon in hopes of getting into the Olympic team's backup team. But he had a terrible injury and had to back out of that. He had dislocated his shoulder really badly. I've run into people here in Springfield who followed his career, you know, before he was ever famous. You know, he was famous here as a wrestler. He went on to go to Stanford and got signed up for things that he would have never done if he'd been an athlete. You know, trying out the new drugs that they were trying there. He got exposed to a whole nother way of seeing the world. And
The beginning of the acid
test. So luckily they were able to take that and share it out with the rest of the world.
And also his influences, intellectual experiences that he had with folks in the Merry Pranksters that led to a generation, you know, the Beat Generation. Open minds changed people.
Right. Yeah. I know that he was proud of that. You know, he knew that he had a place and a part in history.
Talk a little bit about some of the memories of your father, his practices.
Well, in the 70s, my dad was obviously really, you know, busy with all kinds of far-out ideas that he had. He wanted wanted to put together all kinds of events. And but he still was getting the kids to school. You know, he still was going to see their basketball game and still trying to be present as a dad. He could have just run off and become, I don't know, not a superstar, but, you know, something that's just all about the hoopla, you know? But he wanted a home. He loved Springfield. He loved the journey to see his mom every week.
Do you think most people have read his books?
Well, I hope a lot of people have read his books. I am pleasantly surprised by so many people who come up to me and say they came here to Oregon because they read my dad's books. He's help populate our state.
Your dad got sick, and I wonder what you remember about that.
In 2001, we knew that he was starting to kind of look a little peaked, you know, and he wasn't feeling well. Sure enough, they found a little spot on his liver, and so they had to cut out a big part of his liver, and his body just did not like that. He didn't really survive the operation, and but he was on the mend. We thought he was doing really well, and so we were able to take him home one afternoon, which was really lovely. He got released from the hospital, took him out there, and he's like, I just want to lay down in my own bed. After that, he's like petting his dog on the porch. He's like, yep, I think it's time, we need to go back to the hospital now. And the sun was setting, and we all pile in the car and are just jamming on top of everybody, and we're driving out the driveway, and the sun is you know, cutting across the top of his blonde hair, and and on the radio comes the William Tell's Overture as we're leaving the driveway. And we're going, and it's just like this amazing energy, and I could feel that it was a really special moment and my nephew was right there, and I don't know, it was a really wonderful incandescent moment, and it was the last time that he was home, and it was a really, it was a beautiful send-off, and I'm very thankful that I got to be part of that little moment.
That was Sunshine Kesey sharing memories, including the last days of her father, Ken Kesey. She says the family created a tie-dyed casket and buried him on the family farm beside his late son, Jed. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert reporting from downtown Springfield.